All right, we're getting word that Vince Young is driving to Dallas, and Vince Young is going to call us.
When?
Next.
I don't believe you.
If it doesn't happen, running out of gas talk.
All right, what's happening with this?
I think there's a sitcom going on in there with Danny and Vince Young.
Goodbye.
Yeah, he doesn't even have his voicemail set up yet. Well, yet.
Who does anymore?
I do.
You know, it's tough to do. Tough to go through those steps.
You don't have voicemail set up?
Of course I do, yes.
All right.
That was awesome.
Yes. I told you.
Corby gave him a 1 in 50 chance, so 2% that he would call in or we would be able to reach him. And I got a text from one of his handlers. And
it's Todd.
Todd, and he goes, let me know if VY dials in. He has the info and said he was, but now he's a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
It's the hunt, man.
It's the story of his entire scene.
It is. You know, if he wouldn't have gotten around that edge when the entire USC team, they should have, those 11 guys on defense should have all just run at him. Like, what were they doing? Had he not got into that end zone, I wonder what his life is like.
Man, I don't know. I just know that they knew he was going to have the ball, and he got away from him.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And that's that.
Tough one, Vince. Well, that's okay, because we have a wonderful backup plan. Danny and I were, if we can have a little music here, we were walking to the garage the other day, and I told him that I had 5 miles left on my gas gauge that I needed to fill up with gas before I went home. Or I was speculating whether or not I could actually make it home, you know, to play that game, that very dangerous game.
And it is a dangerous game.
But then I thought, and we talked about it, when's the last time that we ran out of gas? Because it's been forever for me, but whenever that last time was, that was the end of a series of about 50 times that I ran out of gas.
It's hard to do these days. But I almost did it on the way to Cinemark the other day.
Did you forget?
I don't know. I just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, thinking that I could make it a little bit further. And before I knew it, I had about 3 miles worth in there.
My question is, and I haven't done it, excuse me, in forever.
But you guys are both in the same boat. You did it a ton in your teens and 20s.
It was a monthly occurrence. I cannot tell you, at one point in my life, I probably owned 15 of those red plastic gas cans that you get from 7-Eleven that they charge you $15 for.
Dude, the upsell on those cost about a quarter to make.
Yeah.
And they knew that idiots like us were always around.
How many times do you see my dumb, lanky ass walking down some street with a gas can in my hand, making it back to whatever $500 car I was driving?
With the F-pants on,
oh,
and
yeah.
Sweating. And
driving back to my 73 Pontiac Le Mans four-door with a skull on the hood.
See, back then, now we are... Okay, you mentioned the fact that, okay, you knew that you had 3 miles left. Because all these cars now, you know, from probably 2005 on, I may be underselling that. It may have been before that. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you exactly how many miles you have left, or an approximation. They probably, when they tell you 3 miles, what does that really mean? 10?
Yeah. They give you a little grace period. I know mine does. Mine will say, I've been driving mine, and it goes to absolute flat lines. It says 0 miles.
Me too.
And I make it about 3 or 4 miles before I'm at a gas station.
Sweating.
Yeah, sweating bullets.
I'm very worried, but
that's where I was the other day, too.
Did you hit 0?
Yeah.
You did.
I hit 0.
How are you handling
that? And the alarm
that?
Was going off and everything. And
well, that's the other thing, is that we're warned about this all the time in these new cars. Whether it's counting down, you know, when you have 45 miles left, typically the light comes on.
Yeah.
When you get in the car, every single time you start the car, they'll tell you, fill your damn car up, idiot.
Oh,
and then you keep letting it go and letting it go. Well, think about back in the day. So you get the warning all the time. You got no warning at all. The only thing that would happen is there may be a light that would come on right next to the gas gauge,
yeah.
Wherever that may be positioned. But the thing is, most of the cars that I owned, that thing didn't work.
No. And mine just had, it was such a crapshoot. You didn't know if your sending unit was sending you an accurate read on your fuel gauge.
No, not at all.
And it got to the point where on some cars, it got to under a half a tank and you just topped it off.
It was so commonplace, though, back in the day. You know, my dad would always tell me the story because I was notorious for running out of gas as a teenager. It always happened. And I would just kind of have to leave my car there and then walk to someone's house or whatever, like you said, you know, walk to a gas station.
Yeah, because you didn't have a cell phone to call anyone.
No, you just kept...
Get to a pay phone, call them, tell them to come get you.
Right, you would just walk. Well, my dad said, this may have been the way it was for you too, Mike, but my dad said in college at Oklahoma, he would... It was the first time he had a car. He couldn't afford a car in high school, but he was able to get a beater in college. And he said that all over campus, there were just cars left and right because people would drive around until they ran out of gas. They didn't have any money to put in their tanks. And then they would just, wherever they ran out, that's where the car stayed.
Until they got money.
Until you got money for gas. And there weren't any like big parking issues back then either, you know, where you're getting the car towed. And I don't know when that all started. And that was the other problem that was always like a big combo for me was run out of gas, be somewhere where I couldn't park, and then by the time I came back, my car was towed. And that... So...
The utter defeat.
Because I wouldn't put $1 of gas in the car. It ends up costing me $180 to get my car out.
Oh, that was the biggest bummer.
Yes.
You run out of gas, and then you get towed.
But I want to know when that era ended of... Well, I'm out of gas. Just leave the car here and then maybe a week?
A week?
10 days? Yes. My dad said they just would leave it there. You didn't really need...
I never did that, man.
He said he didn't really need it anyway.
If I ran out of gas, then I got down on it the next day or just as soon as I possibly could to go get the thing because I feared it getting towed.
He also said that's, you know, hitchhiking was still a big thing back then, too, in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And so... You'd run out of gas and you just, all right, whatever. I mean, hitchhiking.
That's what you did.
Just as easy. Did you hitchhike?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
After you ran out of gas?
Yes. I would try to hitchhike to the nearest gas station and...
Can you imagine? And then what would you do? Would you have them take you back or would you hitchhike back?
I would try to get somebody there to take me back. Sometimes that worked out for me. Sometimes it didn't. But they would almost always let me borrow a gas jug.
Yeah, remember back in the day, you actually... I mean, I was running out of gas since I was 14 and would have to... I had the old rectangular metal one that was red and yellow that diagonally said gasoline.
Right.
You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The metal ones?
Sure.
That's
yeah.
what I had. And then finally, we graduated to plastic gas cans.
For some reason, that metal
one... And at 7-Eleven, you notice that it's always that one aisle. There's like 10 of them
right.
on the bottom row, and they're like 15 bucks.
There were a couple times when I ran out of gas and would hitchhike to a service station, only to find myself smart enough to not have any money.
Then what do you do?
Well, I just told the guy...
I'll pay you back, man.
I told the guy what was going on and asked him if I could bum a couple gallons from him, and then if he wouldn't mind taking me back.
God!
And
that worked out for me a couple times.
And you know
paid him back?
Yeah, I did.
And the way that he treats the homeless and desperate and destitute now.
What do you mean the way I treat the homeless?
You don't
You're
even
horrible
acknowledge
to
them.
Him. You basically karate chop them if they're within 10 feet of you. And you
have never seen me treat the homeless poorly.
And you were basically homeless.
Begging for gas.
I didn't have any money.
I know.
And bum a cigarette.
I know. No. That's why you've never seen me treat the homeless poorly. Because I've been there.
Because you avoid them. Here's Corby buying a guy a nice Sprite yesterday, and he let him get a large.
Yeah, I gave him a large Sprite. So, you know,
We do know a man that, as an adult, once ran out of gas with cargo shorts full of good times.
Oh, yeah, leave him alone.
Now, who is that?
I don't want to mention his name, but he's a dear friend of all of ours.
Yeah. You remember Davy Lane?
What are you doing?
Yeah, he ran out, but still, that was...
He was super close to his apartment, though.
And it was still in that gray area of running out of gas.
28, 29.
Where it was like, dude, you ran out of gas? But then you think back at the time, and you were only about 3 years removed from always running out of gas.
Yeah.
He was the last guy that I knew, though, that ran out of gas.
The concept of running out of gas cracks me up.
Now, I do know a... So, I had... two buddies, both of them strapped with six children.
Each? Yeesh.
And they
were Chinese?
No, and they were driving down to Austin, and one of the guys, and this was this past summer, so adult, 45 years old, six kids in the car, ran out of gas on 35. I'm like, how? Super responsible guy.
Just forgot?
Just completely, yeah. Forgot or thought he could make it an extra mile.
When was the first time that either of you, and I know you probably have growing up in the South, seen this action when an uncle of mine ran out of gas and somehow got to a payphone, and we were out in the middle of nowhere. I think we were going hunting or something like that, and got one of his kids to come help him out. And instead of bringing him gas from the gas station, they pull out the red rubber hose, stick it in his tank, and then the action of having him suck the hose with them and putting the thumb over it, and then spitting gasoline out of his mouth and sticking the tube into my uncle's car so he could get some gas. I was like, what did you just do?
What just happened?
How does that work?
Does that still go on?
I don't know. I've never seen that. But
You've never seen anybody siphon where they take the gasoline into
it's
their
disgusting.
Mouth
and
spit it out?
I've never seen that, but I certainly know that it does go on.
Oh,
I know plenty of guys who, when we were having our own round of running out of gas talk,
yeah,
they would tell me that they've done it.
It all boils down, though, when you're a kid or in your 20s, early 20s of... It's not so much that you're irresponsible. It's just the fact that you don't have money.
Right.
And I remember early on, you know, from the time I got my driver's license until mid-20s, where I would go when gas was like $1.50 or $1 for a gallon, I would go put 27 cents into the gas tank.
Just to get somewhere?
Just to make it somewhere, because that's all I had, you know,
yeah.
Sitting in the little cup holder or whatever. I would put 27 cents in there. It would get me to school.
I can't tell you how many times I've driven up and putting $2 in or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
that
$2.
Trust me, that still happens. In my neighborhood, thank God now I'm so rich, I just had my own pump installed at my house.
Do you guys ever go in to pay?
Go in to pay?
Yeah. Or do you strictly pay outside?
I mean, I always fill up, so always just pay
outside.
At the pump.
Yeah. I'm wondering who goes inside. It's such a beating.
People that only have cash, number one, and number two, they're not there to fill up. They just I've seen it a million times when you go
in
there to get
$5 or something,
get you a pack of Salem, and
it just seems like such a waste.
Somebody behind you puts in $5
of time to walk into a gas station.
They don't have any other. That's all the money they have.
They should get one of those cards where it gives you free money. You know, you just stick it in there.
Oh, the thing that says like Wells Fargo on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
you should
are
get
cool.
One. I know they're totally awesome.
You just put it in a machine and free money comes out. Jerk.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I just got a text from Vince Young. I said, hey, Vince, Corby Davidson here at the Ticket in Dallas, calling to pop you on here in a second. That was 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
His response, which came 1 minute ago, is,
who?
Hello.
I think the concept of not getting Vince Young on is more entertaining than actually having Vince Young on.
Send him a gif of him scoring the touchdown against USC.
Do it. I'll help you find
one. Is this you?
Who dis?
Who dis?
All right.
I'll help you find it.
All right. Maybe
maybe
him
next.
Next.
We'll
maybe
see.
The other stuff.